The following is a paid program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the opinions of the management of this station or PAML Broadcasting. It's time now to take a journey into getting healthier and living a life that feels better and functions better. It's time to maximize your health with Dr. Eric Ashburn.
Good morning. Welcome to Maximize Your Health Radio. I'm your health coach, Dr. Eric Ashburn, and I am upset. I'm a little pissed off, honestly, I am, because winter's coming, the weather's getting cooler, daylight is shrinking, and most people feel worse, right? And if you know anything about me, I try to defy all the stereotypes, because the weather's the same for everybody, so it should impact everybody the same, but everybody has a different effect from how the weather impacts them. And it's kind of like, I played sports when I was younger. I remember playing baseball, and I was in outfield, so my job was to catch fly balls for the most part, right? Someone hit a fly ball, I was to catch it. There's a major excuse, and if you played baseball, you know what I'm talking about, a major excuse for outfielders when they miss a fly ball, and that is the sun was in my eyes. You know, the ball was hit, the sun was in my eyes, I couldn't see it, therefore I dropped it. You know, it was an excuse, and I realized even then, everybody's got the same excuse, right? Everybody has the same reason for why they dropped the fly ball. But same thing in the winter, less sunlight, more coldness, less of a desire to go outside. Even it's less greenery around you, and that could be real annoying. So I look at it like we have to do stuff differently. We have to try to live life more like it was in the summer. And I'm going to break through some top things. I'm going to go through some top things we have to do to have a great winter, you know, to feel good during the winter, not just enjoy it, but feel good, thrive through the winter. And I'm going to go to number one, because a big thing for most people is winter fatigue. Just feel tired, sluggish, achy, all that stuff. And winter fatigue has a lot to do, as well as lower immune system function. People say it's cold and flu season. When it really isn't cold and flu season, there's a few things that impact our immune system and depress our immune system, which we can easily overcome and win, right? We can win through that lower so-called immune system season. And some of the big things we need to do is, number one, increase vitamin D. Most people don't even take vitamin D. It blows my stinking mind. Doctors all the time tell their patients, you don't need vitamins. It's just eat food and you're totally cool. You know, you can have all the vitamins you need just from eating food. The problem is you cannot get vitamin D from eating food. And going back 100 years, 1,000 years, we're outside much more. So your skin tone, whether it's darker or lighter, on the spectrum, right? You can be super white to super dark, right? Has everything to do with how much sun you need to absorb enough vitamin D to be healthy. That's really what it's about. Trying to protect you against the sun, yes, but how much sun you need to get vitamin D. If you live around the equator, if you have super dark skin, then basically you'd have to be in the sun for 8 hours a day or more to get in all year round to get enough vitamin D. So if you're someone of darker skin, you know, Spanish, black skin, or I do shades of brown, so darker brown skin, basically you need much more sun or much more vitamin D. So it's more likely you're vitamin D deficient than someone who has lighter skin. So I'm mostly from England and Ireland. I did the ancestry thing. And England and Ireland is where I'm mostly from. So I have lighter skin. I do tan a little bit, but still I need more sun. I mean less sun to get the levels of vitamin D I need. And for the most part, if you get blood work, you should look at your blood work to see what your vitamin D levels are. And they should be between about 70 and 90. It's measured in nanograms per deciliter, 70 to 90. So pull out the old blood work, go online, whatever it is, and see what your vitamin D levels are. Because if they're depressed or suppressed, it can really impact your immune system. And vitamin D doesn't just work as a vitamin, it works as a hormone. So it impacts your overall mood, your achiness, your stiffness, potential for injuries, you know, your mindset. So vitamin D is very important to take enough. I say minimally take 5,000 IUs of vitamin D, and it should have K1 and K2 in it alongside. It helps you to absorb it better. And K1 and K2 is essential for absorbing it, unless you're someone who has blood thinning issues. So if your blood's thin or you're on a blood thinning medication, you shouldn't take K1 or K2. But if you don't, K1 and K2 is essential for vitamin D absorption. So that's one thing you have to do during the fall or winter or early spring is take vitamin D, get your vitamin D levels up to 70 to 90. I encourage you to do blood work if you haven't done it, because it's super important. I love the vitamin D that we have. It's on my website. If you go to Dr. Ashburn, drashburn.com, you go on there and you click on store, but the vitamin D that's in that page there, it's my favorite vitamin D because it's 5,000 I use per capsule and has vitamin K1 and K2 in it already. Second thing to fight winter fatigue is you need to warm your body up. So you need to warm your body up. Get your body warm. That has to do with joint stiffness and pain too. You know, every day I work out. When I work out, I get in a sauna. So going in a sauna is a wonderful tool for elevating your body's temperature, your core temperature, and you feel much better, not just physically, you're not as achy, but you feel much better mentally. You feel much more like summer in the winter, despite the fact it's cold out, if you raise your body temperature. So I do that all the time. I raise my body temperature. It helps out significantly to help me feel better, help me function better. And then I go to work or do whatever I have to do. I have a much clearer, much more positive mindset. You know, I feel much more like the middle of summer in the middle of winter. So you have to do that as well. You have to get warmer. And for me and for you guys, I recommend a dry sauna. You know, not a wet sauna, because a wet sauna, you're vaporizing water, which has chlorine and fluoride often into the air, and it could be harmful for you. So if you have a clean water source and you have your own wet sauna, it's okay. Then you could do it that way. But for the most part, dry saunas are much better in elevating your body temperature until minimally you have a bit of a sweat in your skin, and maximally until you just can't take it anymore. That's wonderful for you to feel better. So, those are real important things. Another thing is too, getting out in sunlight. I know, maybe freezing. Get out in the sunlight daily for 10 to 20 minutes. Just get out there. If it's early in the morning, stare right at the sun. If it's later in the day, stare right at the sun. As long as it's 25 degrees or lower on the horizon, stare right at it. It's great for your mindset, your circadian rhythm, even your eye health and your mental enzymes and hormones. So stare right at the sun. It's a phenomenal thing to do. All right, next thing up, indoor air quality sucks in the winter because we close up the windows. So it's very important to have an air purifier in your home that has very small micron filtration to get out all the bad stuff circulating in there. Many people, they feel like they have allergies in the winter and there's no allergens in their environment other than mold. So mold tends to be more in a closed home, and basically, you know, you need to try to filter the air out in order to deal with it. So minimally, that can be expensive. Get an air purifier in your bedroom and have the air blowing near your bed while you sleep. This way, during the 7 to 8 hours while you're in bed, you can have clean air that you're breathing in. It'll help you out tremendously. When it's a little bit warmer, I always recommend cracking the windows for a while. That's the best thing you can do. And another thing is always add a little moisture to your air. You know, the boiling pot trick on the stove. It always helps you to function better because the air can get too dry, and it definitely can mess you up. Next thing is get a good activity that you love to do. Now, I'm not a skier. You know, I don't do too much. I'm not a cross-country skier either, but I'm near water. So near water, I like to skate. So when it freezes over, I get excited because we can go out and skate. I'm horrible. My best thing I do is try to stay up and not fall. That's a win for me if I don't fall because it hurts. And sometimes I do fall. So basically, you just want to skate or have something you enjoy doing outside. Sometimes I just bundle up. I'm super warm. I'll go outside, have a cup of coffee outside. And it's just getting outside. It's very important for how your body feels. But having an activity you look forward to gives you more positive vibes, lets you be much healthier. And some of the best things you can do is really focus and purpose out social connections during the winter. So the people you love will love seeing them during the winter. Go out, get coffee, get lunch, hang out, go to the gym together, whatever you do that you enjoy doing, try doing it with someone else during the winter, because social connections are so important. And our society is moving further away from social connections, you know, with all the electronics we use all the time. I heard today that basically, you know, social media is like a placebo for connection. So with social media, you feel like you're getting a connection, you get a dopamine hit of connection, but it's not real and it's not a real connection. So put down the phone, close the computer, meet up with someone that you love and hang out with them. Last thing I'll tell you, I'm going to run through them quickly, is, you know, get more sunlight, get more movement. They say to deal with less stress, but ultimately the stuff I deal with, have you deal with less stress. One of the last things I can tell you is during the colder months, we don't feel like eating watermelon. You know, we feel like eating bread and heavy carbs. And the problem is that could put on weight, mess with your mood, as well as not make you feel so good. So I say, try to avoid eating carbs, try to eat, purpose it out to eat super clean, cheat every once in a while. I'm cool with that, but eat super clean helps your headspace be much, much better, helps you focus and have a great winter. So listen, it's tough, but you have to just purpose these things out. And once you purpose them out, once you get the ball rolling and you enjoy how you feel, you're not going to want to give it up. You want to keep that ball rolling. All right. So if you know anything about me, I could be a very, I guess, indignant character. So someone who really doesn't like to give into cultural norms. I like to defy those norms. I like to, whatever age I am, I try to function like I'm younger. You know, as you look older, I try to function like I'm younger. I try to feel as good as I can. In the colder months, it's tough, right? Because you get stiffer, achier. And the key is you really need to help your body, give your body an advantage to help your body to heal better and function better. So I say, you know, the health practices that you do in the summer, give them more focus during the winter. So if you're someone who, you know, in the winter, you know, your joints are going to hurt, you feel achier, you feel stiffer, you know, you really need to have practices in place to overcome that. Like, I love stretching. So when I do the sauna, I like to stretch much more afterwards, give my body a much better chance to loosen up. And so I know as you get older, you naturally don't have the same freedom of movement, but basically trying to stretch is an incredible way to help your body remain looser. You can get into a stretching class. There's plenty of things on YouTube you can watch. But if you can stretch, and I'm not going to get into too much detail right now, but I'm going to just put this out there as a PSA, public service announcements. Stretch your butts off during the winter. Work very, very hard at being as loose as you can be, because it helps you not only to get warmer, maybe break into a little sweat, but helps you just function much better. You feel looser and help your body run better. Now, one of the words that when my patients often say, feel, you know, the word, how do you feel today? How do you feel? I call it a four-letter word, a four-letter bad word, because four-letter bad F word, more importantly, I say, how you function is way more important than how you feel. Because we chase after how we feel all the time, especially if you go to your medical doctor, the treatments are based around getting you feeling better. And I'm not saying it's a bad goal if you go about it properly, but taking a chemical, putting in your body, change how you feel, isn't the best way to go about it. So if you're feeling poorly, that usually signifies that you're functioning poorly as well. If you're stiff, achy, you know, maybe you have a neck pain, back pain, your elbows hurt, your knees hurt, there's a functional issue below, underneath that pain, that's creating that feeling of hurt, stiffness, soreness. That there's a reason why that's there. As I always say, it's like taking a light and putting on your check engine, a piece of tape, putting your check engine light, your dashboard, saying everything's fine now, right? I'm going to keep running until my transmission falls out. My car will bump up over and I'll keep going, or my car will die, whatever. But you know, if you put a piece of tape over the check engine light, you're not taking care of the problem. You have a real issue that's impacting how you run and heal, and need to get that better. So, and same thing in our bodies. If you have pain, let's say you get that pain across your shoulders. We're in a social media world. Everybody's on their devices now, undeniably. Everybody's talking, looking, you know, scrolling, whatever you're doing, and your head is out in front of your body. So what happens is you get pain in your lower neck, across your shoulders. Sometimes you even get numbness and tingling in your hands, and then you go and take an Advil. No, you don't go take an Advil. You got to get to the root of why that's happening. And generally, your neck is kicking forward. So if you're looking at a social media device, look at where your head is positioned. It's out in front of your body. You know, it's not over your shoulders neutrally. It's over your body. And then as your head hangs over your body longer, you develop muscle inconsistency. So your muscles in the front of your neck will shorten. The muscles in the back of your neck will lengthen, and that position will become more normal for you. So your head's in front of your body, and now you have this shortened muscle situation, shortened lengthened muscle in the back of your neck situation, as well as the other tissues, the ligaments, tendons, fascia all around your neck are going to do the same thing. So now if you stand up tall and you want to have your head back over your shoulders, your body says, not going to let that happen because those things are too tight. You're developed in that new position. So the same thing happens in your spine. Your spine locks down, you put unequal pressure on the front of the bones in your neck, and it breaks the bones down. You get more arthritic, your discs wear out until eventually they herniate, and then you get bone spurs. Then you have these problems. You go to your doctor, and I talked about it last week in the show, and they say, oh, you have arthritis. Your mom has arthritis. Oh, take Advil for the rest of your life. You're totally fine, which I call BS on, right? Basically, you're not totally fine. You have a real issue that's causing functional issues in your body, not just pain. And the functional issues they cause are neurological malfunction. And I'm going to explain what that means. Your brain runs, if your brain runs everything, but I don't want any confusion here. Your brain runs everything. Your whole body's run by your brain. So your brain tells your toes to wiggle, tells you to go to the bathroom, gives you the amorous feeling when you're with your spouse. whatever it is, your brain is in control of it. How your skin looks, how your face looks, how you digest food, you know, whatever it is, your brain's in charge of it. I go on and on about that because I need to make that very clear because very few people focus on that. Your brain communicates with every cell in your body through your spinal cord, which runs through the base of your skull all the way down to your lower hips, and then through nerves off your spinal cord to run every cell in your body. So every organ, every muscle, every joint has nerves going to it. So often now people come to my office and their shoulder is really bothering them. A doctor told them they probably need surgery. And I say that doctor may be right, but we have to give you a better chance to avoid surgery if possible. And I say some of the issue comes from your shoulder not working well. You probably have damage in the shoulder joint itself. So if you have that damage in your shoulder joint, you know, that's a real issue. Some of the issue is neurological as well. The nerves running through your shoulder, giving life to your shoulder, branching off to the joint, muscles around your shoulder could be irritated. So my job is to take care of the irritation to those nerves. And a lot of times the shoulder feels much better, or the knee or the hips feel much better once we remove the nerve pressure affecting how they're functioning. Now, there may be still a true orthopedic issue in that joint, but it feels much better. And often people can avoid surgery in the long term as far as knees, hips, and ankles go, shoulders as well. Now, the bigger thing is the function, because the nerves coming from your neck, well, I'm going to go in the lower neck, because I talked about that earlier with your head forward. Those nerves go to your heart, your lungs. And the last thing I ever hear, I never have someone come in and say, I have a heart issue and my cardiologist told me to come see you to get rid of the nerve interference and let my heart run better. I never, ever, ever hear that. Some of you are probably laughing, saying that's a ridiculous statement, but it's 100% true. Your heart wouldn't beat one more time right now. It'd stop beating right now if you didn't have nerve function running to it. Your blood doesn't make your heart beat. Matter of fact, your heart pumps the blood. It's the other way around. The nerves coming from your brain through your spinal cord out through your branches off in your shoulder area go to your heart and tell your heart how to run. That's the same way every other thing in your body works. So if I took the nerve in between your shoulders that runs your heart and I cut it, your heart would stop beating and you have major issues. Now, if I cut any other nerve in your body, it will kill the area. Matter of fact, they did research. I don't like they did on animals, but they did research on animals a long time ago. They put pressure on a nerve where it branches off the spine, and they measured where that nerve went to and what happened. And these animals developed disease shortly after that pressure was on the nerve in the organs that were run by those nerves. So once they took the pressure off of those nerves, I don't know how they did it. Imagine a clamp on the nerve, something like that. The disease went away. So that's really, really cool. They put pressure on the nerve, disease formed, pressure off the nerve, disease went away. So many of you are chasing disease. You have high blood pressure, other heart issues, digestive issues, colon issues, reproductive issues, maybe erectile dysfunction or other female issues as well. And you're not even looking at the neurological implication causing it. You go into your doctor looking for solutions when the best solution would have been to take care of the functional deficit in the first place. So if you have less function getting to an organ than should be getting there, it's going to cause dis-ease, not disease, dis-ease. It's not going to run right until it can become a labeled disease in the future. So it's so important to understand what your pain means. If you have pain between the shoulders or numbness in your fingers and your hand, you need to take care of that, because that pain is going from your thyroid down to the middle of your chest, and every organ in between is impacted. Every skin cell, every bone, every joint, cartilage, muscle is impacted by that. Now, your lower back, if you have lower back issues, it's going to create digestive issues, reproductive issues, urinary tract issues. So many women come in with growths on their uterus. They have fibroids, and I take an x-ray on them, and I look at what's going on, and there's massive pressure in the lower spine where the nerves come from to run that area. So I have people with sciatica and neuropathy going down their leg, which is absolutely a nerve problem coming from the lower back, and you cannot treat it with medication, because medication cannot, you can treat it with it, I'm not saying you can't, but it's not going to take care of the cause that's giving you the issue, and over time it's just going to keep getting worse and worse and worse. I say if you look at your body, 100% function is what we should all be striving for. Once your body decreases in function 70, 80, 60%, once you cross through 60% or lower, once you get to 59% or lower, that's when you get a symptom. That's when you get a sign. That's when your blood work says you're not functioning well and you go to your doctor and get put on a treatment. But basically, it was a loss of function and got you below 60%, and a medication isn't going to raise your function above 60%. It's going to make you feel better, make your tests come back better. So I always say the goal for every one of you, for every one of us, is to get your body functioning better than that 60%. That's the minimal. Get rid of the symptoms. The goal is to get as close as you can get back to 100%. And once again, I'm the weird person who's always chasing after. I feel like I'm an anomaly, right? I feel like I'm an odd man out sometimes because I'm always chasing after that. Always trying to eat good, exercise, trying to be as healthy as I can. And I look at people, they're like, what are you doing? You know, just live life. You know, so you're going to get cancer anyway. Who cares? And that's garbage. I know there's a better life and I feel better every day mentally because I live it. So if you're someone who wants a better life, if you're sick of how you're feeling, or if you know you could just be better, right? That's for me. I know I can always be better. It isn't about feeling poorly. It's about trying to be better. You know, I got adjusted yesterday and I woke up today feeling more energized, more alert. I digested my food better. My whole body just worked better because I took care of my nervous system. So if you want to figure out what's going on with your nervous system, connect with me. You know, I give five people every week a free opportunity. Come to my office, get checked out, do the entire exam process. We do very specific x-rays. Figure we do high level corrective care. So I'm going to examine you the way I do with every other patient. Figure out whether your disease process is caused by nerve interference, whether your pain is caused by nerve interference, whether your malfunction is caused by nerve interference, whatever it is, there's a reason why that's going on right now. And you could sit around and do nothing about it, as 90% of your people around you would do. Or you could say, I'm done with doing nothing about it. I want to change my life. I want to function tremendously better. I want to be as healthy as I can be. I'm done with feeling poorly, having this disease controlling me, holding me back from living the life I want. Now I get impassioned. You know, I'm not trying to sell you anything. I really want you to be the healthiest people you know. So if you want to figure out if you can be better, we're right in Fishkill, New York, right in, by 84 and Route 9, right in that area in Fishkill, New York. Give us a call. Give us a call or give us a text on this number. Say, I want in. Just say posture. Give me the word posture or leave us a message and say, I want to come in. We'll get back to you Monday and get in touch with you and set up an appointment time. But give us a call at 845-896-1200. So we'll get back to you Monday, right? That's when we get in the office. We'll give you a call, see what's going on, and we'll try to make you as healthy as you can be as soon as you can, right? Because the goal is to correct your nervous system, which is the most important thing you can do for improving the function of your body. So it's 845-896-1200. Then leave us a text. Just text the word posture. We'll get back to you, or just leave us a message. Say you heard the show, you want to come in and be checked out. Once again, 845-896-1200, and we'll get you back on track to being healthy and loving life. I remember years ago, I researched Michael Phelps. Remember him, the great Olympic swimmer? I think won more gold medals than anybody else. And his training involved eating 10,000 calories a day. And they're trying to analyze, say, that's ridiculous, 10,000 calories a day. But they looked at it and said, he's working out X amount and it should burn 6,000 calories a day. So where are the other 4,000 calories coming from? Right? He's losing 4,000 calories above and beyond the 6,000 he burns through training. And they figured out quickly it was because he's in the pool. He's in a pool and the coldness of the pool, being in cold water, his body had to warm his body up. So in that process of burning calories to warm his body up, he burned 4,000 calories a day. Now we're going into winter. I wish it was that easy for us because I get cold in the winter, but you can cold plunge. That can help you burn more calories. But I'll tell you what, I'm not cold plunging in the winter. It's not as fun. So the key really is understanding what you're doing, because we crave eating different foods when we're cold. And all the stuff I talked about earlier in the show about how to warm yourself up, get in the sauna, exercise more in the winter, purpose out activities in the winter, you know, that's going to help you from putting on weight. But the truth is most people put on a ton of weight in between Thanksgiving and New Year's. 25% of the weight people put on comes right there. 25% of the people, the weight you put on happens within that month, that little more than a month, and you need to break that habit. So the biggest thing is don't eat all the crap around your office, all the crap around your home. Don't get caught up in comfort eating. You need to really focus on eating properly. We teach our weight loss clients how to go off a holiday party, eat whatever you want for that party, and then come back and be on track. It's so important to have a coach or someone in your life holding you accountable for being healthy, because it's very, very it's almost impossible to lose weight in this culture. I said last week, you need to just diet. You need to diet all the time just to remain at the same weight. So you're trying to remain the same weight, you'd have to diet all the time. I know tons of people, Weight Watchers for life, just trying to remain the same weight, and they don't, they put on weight. So there is a secret formula though. And I hate to make it sound that, you know, whatever word you want to use for it, but there is a secret formula. It really is trying to figure out where you're deficient nutritionally. So micronutritionally, we're horrible. And during the winter, we eat the wrong foods and we don't get the nutrients we need. And we're already deficient in certain nutrients. And when you're deficient in nutrients, your body shuts down your metabolism. It looks for more food to find those nutrients, and it's almost impossible to keep the weight off, so you put on even more weight in the winter. Plus, covering up your body is a bad way to go about it, because I feel winter should be when we try to get in great shape. So you take your clothes off in the summer, people, they're wowed, their eyes bug out of their head when they look at you because you're in tremendous shape. So the biggest thing you have to do during the winter is really figure out exactly what you're deficient in. And you can't just throw vitamins and minerals against the wall to see what really sticks. You need to really be tested. We do that all the time with our weight loss clients. We test them. And you could test and figure out exactly what you're deficient in, plug in the specific things you're deficient in, and believe it or not, it sounds crazy, but your body wants to drop weight. We have people that lose weight so quickly once we figure out what they're deficient in, we have them eat normal food, right? We drop the calories down a little bit because you can drop the calories around once you're micronutritionally satisfied. You don't need as much macronutrition, not as much carbs, fat, and proteins because your body says, I'm really happy right now. I'm doing very well. And once we figure that out and we put you on good, healthy, natural food, like paleo food, proteins, vegetables, and fruits. Simple. Put you on the right amount of these things, you drop weight like crazy. As I always say, I lost 33 pounds in 40 days, and an average person loses 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days. The process is 90 days, because there's other stages we teach you how to lose weight, figure out what food affects you negatively. We map out your entire life so you can be much healthier and happier and mentally better, all that stuff. But it all starts with focusing on what you're deficient in, plugging them in, eating good, healthy food, having a coach walk you through so you don't slip up and fall off track. And this way we can get you back to healthy and much, much leaner. So if you want to come in, figure out if you get leaner, I'm going to get 5 appointments away for that as well to come in to figure out what's going on with you, where you're deficient, all the information you need in order to be great health and lose tons of weight. So just give us a call or text us. So if you want to text us at 845-896-1200, text the word LOSS. LOSS. Once again, it's 845-896-1200. We'll get back to you Monday morning and try to help you be healthier. It's 845-896-1200. Guys, I love you. Have a great rest of your day. And I'll talk with you next Saturday, next Sunday, 7:30 and 7 o'clock with more Maximize Your Health Radio.
And you've been listening to Maximize Your Health with Dr. Eric Ashburn. To hear this show again or to recommend it to your friends, visit the podcast page at whud.com. Tune in again next Sunday at 7 a.m. for another edition of Maximize Your Health with Dr. Eric Ashburn, right here on 100.7 WHUD.